Al Jazeera is broadcasting a new videotape of Ayman al-Zawahiri, the number two man in al-Qaeda. The Arab satellite network broadcast two short segments. In them, al-Zawahiri echoed many of the same points made in a tape from Osama bin Laden just over a week ago. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, some analysts say the timing of this tape is more important than its content.
The videotape has a polished look, as though recorded in a high-end production house. Al-Zawahiri is wearing plain white robes and a turban. The studio lighting carefully accentuates his face, and a plain black background doesn't distract from his words.
Bush, do you know where I am? I am in the midst of the Muslim masses, enjoying their support, care, generosity, and protection, which are manifestations of God's grace extended to me.
On the tape, al-Zawahiri calls President Bush a butcher and says he's wasting American lives and money in Iraq and Afghanistan. And he calls President Bush a failure because a U.S. airstrike in a remote region of Pakistan on January 13th failed to kill al-Zawahiri. And that's a point he wants to make, says Ibrahim Karawan, director of the Middle East Center at the University of Utah.
And it is more symbolic in showing that he is alive and that the U.S. might, military machine, could not get him even though they wanted to and tried. And I think that he wants to show that he could have waited, but he appeared quickly to show that he was beyond the reach of the U.S. and that he survived.
Counterterrorism officials scrutinize every detail of the al-Qaeda tapes for any possible information. On this tape, al-Zawahiri makes reference to a recent audio tape by bin Laden. Normally, tapes by both men are passed through many couriers and take weeks to get from the place they were made to a broadcaster's doorstep. Kenneth Katzman, an analyst for Middle East policy at the Congressional Research Service, says it's astonishing how fast this tape appeared.
I mean, we're talking about maybe 10 days between an event, which was the last bin Laden tape, and this tape. And that certainly suggests that there is a fairly developed infrastructure now for making these tapes and getting them out to be distributed by Al Jazeera.
Beyond clues about location, intelligence services also look to these tapes to gauge the state of the terrorist network itself. On the tape, al-Zawahiri chastises the U.S. for not accepting bin Laden's offer of a truce. The U.S. has ruled out any talk of a truce with a terrorist network. Katzman says al-Zawahiri is trying to promote the idea that al-Qaeda is being responsible while the U.S. is not.
Some have said maybe they're looking for some sort of a negotiation. Maybe they want to try to gain some sympathy in the Arab world for their position and try to convince people that, they have a broader agenda, more in line with traditional Arab approaches and that they should not be seen as purely interested in violence.
And there are some questions that are left to guesswork. Are the two al-Qaeda leaders together? Is al-Zawahiri in a more urban setting? And do they still have full command and control of the terrorist network? Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.